And if you flash back to the 2016 campaign, we were hearing a lot of this from then-candidate Donald Trump.
I think NAFTA has been a total disaster.
NAFTA was the worst trade deal in the history. It's like the history of this country. And if we don't get a better deal, we will walk away.
So he's talking there about the North American Free Trade Agreement. And according to a new draft proposal on NAFTA, the Trump administration is now moving towards only modestly changing NAFTA. Joining us for more is Michael Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. He's in New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this draft was first reported by The Wall Street Journal, but tell us more about what exactly is in it.
Right. So the Journal and The Washington Post and The New York Times, a few others, are all reporting bits and pieces of this memo. And the reason why it's so significant is that in order to renegotiate NAFTA, the White House has to formally notify Congress of plans to renegotiate a trade deal 90 days before it actually starts doing that. So the circulation of this draft really suggests that they're getting very close to that stage where they're ready to start the negotiation process.
So what would be kept in and what would be taken out of NAFTA?
So the reporting on the letter indicates that the White House is not looking to get rid of these arbitration panels. And these are sort of controversial part of NAFTA. They allow companies and investors in the three nations to circumvent local courts when they're settling civil claims. The draft reportedly talks of seeking to improve these procedures rather than eliminating them completely. And there's something really notable that is not included in the draft, and that is any discussion of policies that countries use to influence the exchange rate of their currencies, which is a very hot topic that Trump has brought up a lot. And I think a lot of people were expecting that to be included in these negotiations.
So after all of that rhetoric that we heard, you know, it's a disaster, it's the worst trade deal in the history of the United States, does it sound like it's going to, if the Trump administration gets what it wants, it's going to change significantly or just a little bit?
Yeah, it's widely being reported as a softening of his stance, and that's probably true. But there are some very significant changes that are discussed. One of them, and this is what the Times is focusing on, is the idea that countries would be allowed to reinstate tariffs on the other nations if a flood of imports from those countries was threatening the domestic industry. You know, obviously, we've heard a lot, Trump talk a lot about the auto industry being affected this way. So it opens the door to the so-called border adjustment tax on imports, which is a very controversial thing.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest changes, I think, that this draft is talking about.
Have we gotten any reaction from Canada and Mexico to this draft?
I have not seen any official reaction yet. But I got to say, you know, my guess is that you know, the officials in those two countries must have watched the health care bill and the lack of success with that. And my guess is that that probably emboldened them a little bit to push back harder against these changes than they maybe would have otherwise if it looked like Congress was going to fall in line behind President Trump.
Interesting. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.